This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Another shoe has dropped for the head of the Veterans Administration. This shoe from veteran and Senator John McCain.
I also, with some reluctance, believe that it's given the lack of responsiveness of Secretary Simsicki to numerous inquiries from Senator Flake and me, that it's time for Secretary Simsicki to step down.
U.S. Senator John McCain at a news conference with his fellow Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona. Lawmakers are responding to a long-awaited Veterans Affairs Office of the Inspector General report confirming that VA administrators manipulated medical waiting lists. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. This is another turn of the screws here, Todd.
Yeah, it is, and it goes further than even you just mentioned. John, before we get started, I do want to disclose to listeners that I have a member of my immediate family who's a former VA hospital administrator, still an employee of the Veterans Medical System, but a former executive in that system. I wanted to get that out there. John, you mentioned John McCain, of course, the Republican, and McCain is far from alone in Republicans calling for Eric Shinseki to resign at this point in the scandal and deep review of what's going on with waitlists at the VA. You mentioned Senator Mark Udall, who's up for re-election as a Democrat in Colorado, but other Democrats as well. Senator John Walsh from Montana, who's up for re-election there in 2014, and Senator Kay Hagan, Democrat from North Carolina, who's going to be in a tough re-election fight in her state, also calling for Shinseki to resign. So this is now bipartisan.
And it's also, it's beyond an election issue, it seems, for some of these lawmakers. Here's Representative Paul Cook, Republican from California.
I'm just very, very frustrated that I'm in a position to make a difference and I can't do anything. Certain people have got to be relieved. They've got to be fired. These policies have got to be changed almost overnight.
Is that level of frustration widely shared? And many of the lawmakers on Capitol Hill do have military experience.
Sure. I think there's a great deal of frustration at all levels of the government, and it's bipartisan. You heard a lot of it in a hearing last night in the House with leaders, some leaders, not Shinseki himself, but some career executives in the VA system trying to answer for some of these delays because of the interim IG report. Now, here's what we know, and we're just focused on Phoenix right now. A sampling of 226 veterans waiting an average of 115 days for their first visit. Now, VA rules say that the appointment wait time limit is supposed to be 14 days, and VA facilities are under a lot of pressure from Washington to get those appointment wait times down under that 14-day level. Now, here's the problem. There's a long history of backlogs and long waits for vets to get care at the VA, but there is evidence, the IG says, that people at that Phoenix VA system manipulated the waiting list so that it would seem like many more of the veterans were fitting within the rules. Now, how do they do that? There are lots and lots of ways, and this goes back to the year 2000 and beyond, John, when memos were circulated at the VA telling VA facilities, here are the ways that we know you can potentially manipulate lists under the rules. Don't do them. We're watching. When a veteran applies to get his or her first visit, and that's where most of this seems to be, in the first visit when vets first walk through the door, they apply for their benefits, they apply for care, and then the VA has to go back and confirm if they're eligible, if their income level's right, if they're eligible for care. And a lot of veterans don't seem to be put on the wait list that they think they're on. And John, I should add that the VA says that this investigation in Phoenix has been expanded to all VA facilities around the country, so this probe is definitely widening.
Well, lawmakers call this a failure of the bureaucracy, not just simply one facility. We'll see where this goes. Shinseki under fire again. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.